Dem Rep. Garamendi, we want to remain Israel's best ally. But if they don't listen, Biden will impose consequences. By Ian Hanchett on May 10, 2024. On Friday's broadcast of Bloomberg's Balance of Power, Representative John Garamendi, DCA, stated that America wants to continue to be Israel's best ally, but the Biden administration, and certainly I would agree here, has a very strong disagreement with how Israel is conducting the war in Gaza. And so, if Israel wants to go ahead and do whatever it's doing, regardless of the American position, there will be consequences, and that will be seen in the Congress and undoubtedly seen in the actions of the administration. Garamendi said, one issue is, should the United States continue to supply offensive weapons that, in my view, Israel has used improperly and inhumanely in Gaza, and the administration has paused and, at this moment, apparently does not intend to allow any more of those weapons to be sent into Israel. That is one thing. The second thing is, certainly, Israel has the right to defend itself. But it does not have the right to create a humanitarian crisis. So, the conduct of the war is in question here. And the third piece of it is, can Israel just ignore the United States? I would suggest that would not be a smart thing for Israel to do. The United States has been Israel's principal ally for well over 60 years, and we want to continue to be, but we have. The Biden administration, and certainly I would agree here, has a very strong disagreement with how Israel is conducting the war in Gaza. And so, if Israel wants to go ahead and do whatever it's doing, regardless of the American position, there will be consequences, and that will be seen in the Congress and undoubtedly seen in the actions of the administration. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.